Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. Thank you, and thank you again to you who are listening, following, and downloading these episodes. I see your downloads. I see your follow, your listening. So I really appreciate that. Also, please share with those that you feel could use the messages that I put out there with these episodes. So listen, this is another episode outside of regular scheduled programming. So when I got the nudge to start this podcast to keep myself on track and not to get long-winded and to keep the episodes focused so that I wasn't all over the place with what I was saying, I created an outline of topics with a certain schedule that I wanted to follow. However, I wanted to make sure that I was leaving room for deviations away from that outline to give you as a listener, to give the listeners the message that you need to hear now, okay? Which is why I'm recording this bonus episode, we'll call it, at 10:40 p.m., okay, Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what time zone that you're listening in, but it is 10:40 p.m., but that's okay, because part of my work, my assignment, what I came here to do is remind all of us that we are powerful beings, okay, powerful beings. I know that we were all put here to create our lives, not to just sit back idle and just watch life happen to us. We were put here to ask, to wonder, to trust our soul's vision, and to imagine. Our imagination is tied into our creativity, all right? It is our natural state to be creative. You're going to hear me say that over and over and over again. It is our natural state to be creative. Painting the picture of your life, using your voice, allowing yourself to speak boldly without reservation about what you desire is the pure act of creation. All right. I also want to say that when you return to your inner power, we return to our inner power to create our life. That also means surrendering. A lot of us don't like that word. It's for me for a long time, that word was very scary to me. Because see, the thing is, creating your life is not about control, okay? It's not about you having your hand on the neck of the house. So let me just, I'm going to give you an example. This example is going to be very simple. It's an example that we can all relate to, and it's going to illustrate exactly what I'm talking about. So let's say that, you know, you made a plan to go to the store, all right? And you made a plan to go to this particular store at a time when the store is known to be busy. You know, but since you, as the powerful being that you are, since you know how powerful your words are, you say, well, yes, I know that I'm planning to go to this store at a time when the parking lot is full and when the lines at the cashier are long. However, what I desire is to have, number one, a smooth drive to the store, my store of choice, to easily find a close parking space near the door for whatever reason. And you tell yourself, yeah, and I also, it would just be nice, just fun to find exactly what I need easily and to have a quick checkout with a nice cashier, with a pleasant cashier. So, okay. So we have that. We know typically what happens at the store, but again, what we desire, remember, when you speak, what you desire has nothing to do with, it should not be based on what's happening around you or in your environment. Your words transcend you beyond that. So you have this picture in your mind of what you want at the store during a busy time. So as you prep to leave, we'll just say you're leaving from your house. You know, you realize, well, man, I can't find my keys. Or it could be that maybe when you get to your car, you know, you're ready to go. You have your car turned on. You get ready to pull out of the space of your driveway. And then you realize, oh, no, you have to go back into the house because you left your wallet behind. So there's a few things that I want to illustrate here with this example. I said this earlier. When you voice your desire, it's very important to avoid trying to control the how. So here's what happens. When you voice what you want, it's like the universe, and again, universe, God, inner being, inner power, higher self, God self. I use all of those terms. So whatever word feels good to you, that's the word that you use. So when you voice your desires, like the universe finally says, finally, he or she has come out to play. Now we get to have some fun. So you start to see incidences happening that we may view as inconveniences, pains in the ass, or things that happen that are just completely irritating or just downright frustrating. So let's go back to our simple, you know, everyday store example. You had the intention of how you wanted your store visit to play out. You had the result of what you wanted, but then you have the inconvenience of not being able to find your keys. Well, not being able to get your hands on your keys right away opened up a lag time for parking spaces to open up for you. And not just the parking spaces, but the lanes in the stores shortened because of that lag time. Oh, and oh yeah, that nice cashier that you asked for, well, that little inconvenience of you not being able to find your keys gave time for the nice cashier to start their shift just in time for you. Now, again, I know that was a simple example, but I needed to use that example to illustrate. Once again, I'm yelling this from like the top of buildings. You speak what you want. But speaking what you want is not controlling the how. Your words, your creation, your surrender, all three go together. All right? So that's it. That's what I wanted to say this time around. Thank you for listening and keep speaking. Cheers.